Tonight's daf is daf Yud Ches. We got to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara went through a whole discussion of Kal Vachomers that Rabbi Shimon was suggesting, even though it ended up being rejected. But he was using his Kal Vachomers to apply various lavim to different cases. It was talking about Meiser and Bikurim and what else was there? Shlomim and Chatas and Toda. So the Gemara asks now five lines up on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Is the Torah allowed to, are we allowed to apply a azhara? An azhara is when the Torah gives a warning, and that warning will result in malchus if it's violated. So you're not allowed to apply an azhara to a din, to a kal vachomer. And ha afilul man damar onshin min adin. And even according to the opinion that actually permits kal vachomers to use to apply punishments, ein mazhir min adin. Everybody is in agreement. You cannot learn an azhara through a kal vachomer. So the Gemara says, you're right, Isur Ba'alma. When Rabbi Shimon had his whole Kal Vachomer, or the whole discussion, he was only saying that this is Aser and that's Aser, but not to say that one would actually get Malchus for it. So you can apply Isurim through Kal Vachomers, you just cannot apply the Chi of Malchus through Kal Vachomers. Is that really true? Is Rabbi Shimon only referring to an Isur Ba'alma? V'ha Amar Rava, doesn't Rava say, Zar, She'achal min ha'ola, a Zar, non-Kohen, who eats from the carbon Ola, Lifnei Zrika, prior to the sprinkling on the Mizbech, chutz lechoma, and he eats it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbi Shimon, loke chamish. He says you get five sets of lashes, so he clearly says loke. Gemara says no, he means chamisha isurin. He's referring to five isurim, not five sets of lashes. V'ha anantan elu hina lokin, but didn't our Mishnah say the following are examples of Malchus, and went to list all those cases. It's hard to say that maybe the Braisa you could change from Malchus to isurim, but the Mishnah says lokin, clearly, we can't really change that. So he certainly was referring to Malchus. So again, how could we apply a Kal Vachomer to learn various Malchus from? Gemara says you're right. It really wasn't learned out from a Kal Vachomer. It wasn't min hadin elakra yaseiruhu, the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Now there was an extra pasuk. What's the extra pasuk? Michti. So let's understand all the pasukim. Ksiv. The pasuk says vavesim sham. I'm getting the pasuk on the side here. Vavesim shama oloseichem vizivchechem. Reading the pasuk on the side here. Vesim asreseichem eschum asiyatchem v'dirvechem v'dirvoseichem uvecharos bekarchem v'tzonchem. You're supposed to bring all these various karbanos and these matnos kahuna to Yerushalayim. And then it says in the very next pasuk, "Va'achalta l'fnei Hashem alkecha b'makom." B'makom, it should say, "Where's that pasuk here? I don't see it." B'makom is not in the pasuk. That's not there. Okay, and you're supposed to eat all the va'achalta sham l'fnei Hashem alkecha should be the pasuk, and you're supposed to eat the karbanos there. So, lichta rachmana, it should say lo socha lo ochlam. Don't eat those. We already mentioned the list. So the pasuk we had yesterday. You just find that pasuk. Is it on this page here? Let's see. That's not. So the pasuk that we were using yesterday, lo sucha lechel b'sharecha, it says b'maisa degancha v'siroshcha v'itarcha v'chors b'karcha, all that stuff. It should just say lo sucha osam. Don't eat them. Why to go ahead and list all those yet another time? So again, the Gemara asks lifta rachmana lo sucha lochlam. So Mahadar Mifarshi Berachmana, the Torah went ahead and repeated all of these examples. Lomeli, what was the need? Ella, it must be liyuchude lehu lave lechol chad v'chad. It was repeated to teach me that there's a separate lav for each and every one. So it's learned out from extra psukim. It's not learned out from Kal Vachomers anymore. It's learned out from extra psukim. And that's the source of Rabbi Shimon. Marnow says, Gufa, quoting what we said just before, Amar Rava. Rava says, Zar she'achal min ha'ola lifnei zrika, chutz lechoma, the Rabbi Shimon loke chamish. If a non-Kohen eats from the carbon ola, which no one's allowed to eat from, he eats it prior to the sprinkling of the blood, and he eats it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, he gets a set of five different lashes. So does the Gemara go ahead and list, rather does Rashi list which the five are? Let's see. Right. I think Rashi, the previous page, did. The five different sets of lashes. So now the Gemara is going to go through, there really should be more. V'lilkal nami, there should also be a sixth set of lashes, because Mishum the Pasuk says, V'zar lo yochal ki kodesh heim. A zar should not eat them. So this should be a sixth source of getting lashes, a sixth set. So the Pasuk here is referring to, it says, V'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, lemali sadam lekadash osam, Vizar lo yocha ki kodesh. A zar shouldn't eat them because they're kodesh. So this is another lo sase. So Gemara says, no, that case is honey mile hecha de la kohanim chaze. The only time a zar gets an isser for eating something that's kodesh is when they're fit for a kohen, like a chatas or a shlamim. Well, not shlamim, a zar wouldn't be chai for, but a chatas. A chatas, which the kohen is supposed to eat, and a zar goes ahead and eats it, that's what this pasuk zar lo yochal is talking about. Don't eat it because it's reserved for the kohen. But hacha, we're talking about here, we're talking about an ola. Dila kohanim nami lo chazi. Even the kohanim can eat from this because it's a carbon ola. So that's why this pasuk zar lo yochal is not a sixth set of malchus. So then the Gemara asks, what about vilulke nami mishim ubasar bisade trefa lo sochelu? The pasuk says if there's meat that's in the field, that's a trefa, so then a person can eat. So it says lo sochelu. This should be a sixth source of getting malchus. So the Gemara says, Kevin Shiyatza Basar Chutz Michitaso Nesar. So Pasuk, why did it say Sada? The Gemara in Chulin talks about a drasha here. Why did it say Sada here? They make a drasha that this is another source for eating meat, a carbon, that leaves the walls or the Beis HaMikdash would be a violation of this Pasuk of Basar Basada Trefa Layo Sochelu. So that should be a sixth set of Malkos. The Gemara says, no. Harnei Mili, this Pasuk of Basar Basada Trefa Layo Sochelu is referring to Heicha the Befnim Chazi. That's only when the carbon is right for eating inside the Beis HaMikdash, yet it's taken outside, so then if you eat it outside, that's a lav. But hacha, we're talking about an ola, dibifnim nami lochazi. That the ola, even when it was on the inside, it wasn't right for anyone to eat it. So when it's taken on the outside, it's not going to be subject to this isser of basar besad the trefa lo sochelu. So then the Gemara asks, okay, there's another pasuk maybe that they could get malchus for in this case. Vilulke name kid Rabbi Eliezer. Damer Rabbi Eliezer, lo yochal ki kodesh. Hain, it should be?
Yeah.
Okay, hain. So the pasuk says, I'm getting the whole pasuk on the side here. 1 second here, it says it should be kahu, I think, no? Which one is it going on? Hain, yeah? Which shot are you looking at here?
Right.
Hagos v'tzionim?
Yeah.
Okay, hain. So what's the context of this? It's talking about the Zar again. So the whole pasuk reads, "Va'achlu osam asher kupar behem lemali yisraadam lekadesh osam." It's referring to the carbon chatas, I believe. So they eat them, and he gets kapara. V'zar lo yochal ki kodeshem, but a zar can't eat this. So it says lo yochal. So the Gemara says, "Kol shep kodesh pasol ba kasev litain lo sase alechilasa." Any type of kodesh that became disqualified, the pasuk says there's an iser to eat it. So in this case here, so the pasuk was to look at Rashi in the top of Yud Chesem and Beis. He says, "Ba kasav litain lo sase alachilaso." Dichsib benosar. The context is nosar lo yochal ki kodeshu. Don't eat the nosar because it's kodesh. Who knows Saint Tom, says Rashi, he knows Saint Tom the davar ki kodeshu shenifsa. It's kodesh that became pasul. That's why he can't eat it anymore. Ukumokain, so too kol hakadshim shenifsul. So too all other karbanos that became pasul. So now we're applying it to our case here that an ola that was left became yotze left the Beis HaMikdash is psul yotze. So that's a psul on a kodesh of an ola that should be this lav as well. So Gemara says no, that psul of a shebekodesh pasul is hani mili. That's only hecha de kodem psulo chazi. Only if it prior to the psul, prior to the nosar in this case, was it mutter to eat. It was chazi. It was roi. Hacha, but the case of our case here of ola, the kodem psulo nami lo chazi. Before it became pasul, before the ola was taken chutz, it was still asur to eat because it's an ola. Nobody eats from the ola. So then the Gemara asks 4 lines down on Yud Chesam Ebeis velulke nami. There is another pshita of Rabbi Eliezer. Ditsanya, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, kol shehu bichlal bikalil tiyeh, referring to an ola. The pasuk says that ola has to be completely wiped up. Kalil, the whole thing is burnt. Anything that's kalil tiyeh, litain lo sase achilasa. There's a lav to eat something that's supposed to be entirely burnt on the Beis HaMikdash. So that should also be a lav. Mar says, you're right. Inachanami. But what's the pasuk for this one? Kamin Ches Kohen, you said? Why doesn't the Gemara bring that pasuk? Oh, it's part of the Chalok Tia. Wonder why it's not brought on the side here, though. Okay, it's referring to the pasuk of Kamin Ches Kohen, Chalok Tia Lo Se'achel. So that, in a Chanam, the Gemara says, you're right, that should really be a sixth set of Malkus. So why didn't Rava say this? He said that the person who eats an Ola before Zrika, Chutz Lechoma, only gets 5 Malkus. Why not 6? Gemara says, Rava, Mehai Krakamar. Rava was saying that from this pasuk that we're referring to, Lo Suchal B'Sharecha, from that pasuk alone, we could derive five different sets of lashes that applies to an ola lefnei zrika chutz lachomer. Ein achami, we could have found the sixth one, but that was a different pasuk. Gemara now says Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav. The siman here is Kuza. So let's see. Kuza, by the way, I think on the outside of some mezuzahs. It's a Shem Hashem, I think. Right? Anyone? Any saw from here? No? I think it's one of the things on the outside of the mezuzah. So anyways, the Kohen, let's hold on a second. Have a note about this? No, they don't say. Okay. Anyways, the Gemara says, Kohen she'ochel mechatas v'ashem lifnei zrika loke. A Kohen is allowed to eat from the chatas. He's supposed to. There's a mitzvah. And he's supposed to eat from the ashram, but that's only after the zrika. If he eats it prior to the zrika, he gets loka, he gets malchus. My time, what's the reason? Pasuk says, Damar kra, v'achlo osam, when the Kohanim eat the carbon chatas, asher kuvar hem, that you get kapara from them. So, la'achar kapara in, lifnei kapara lo. You only can eat them after kupar, after there's already been kapara provided. But prior to the kapara, prior to the zrika, then there is, you cannot eat from it yet. So the Gemara says, Lav haba michal asay lavu. Anytime that you could derive a lav from an asay itself as a lav. So the pasuk is in the positive. You eat it now at this time. So we're inferring, don't eat it this other time. So whenever lav is derived from an asay, that itself becomes a lav. So that's why there are malkos for a kohen eating from the chatas or ashram prior to the zrika, in other words, prior to the kapar. So Masav Rav, Rav asks the question. We have the pasuk that says v'chol behema mafreses parsa v'shasa shesa shtei parsos mala geira behema osa tochelu. So this type of animal that has its hooves that are split, that's the type of animal you're supposed to eat. This is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So the Gemara now is medayik. Rav really is medayik and asks the question. Osa tochelu, only these animals can you eat. But we can infirm ve'ein behema acheres tochelu. But you can't learn from another. You can't rather eat another type of animal. This is a lav haba michal aseh. So therefore, it must be a lav. Vita kamras. If it's as you were saying that really a lav comes from an aseh, it's itself a lav. Etze lo tochelu lamali. So why later on does a pasuk say in Parshas Re'eh etze lo tochelu? But this, which doesn't have these qualities, you can eat. You don't need to say that. Because once you can infer the lav from the osa tochelu, there's no need to repeat another time more explicitly, lo tochelu, etze lo tochelu. It's unnecessary. So that can't be true. Must be that a lav haba michlal ase is not a lav, and cannot result in malchus. Ella, yitmar, if he said something, hachi yitmar, he said the following. Amar of Gidal Marav, zar she'ochal mechates v'ashem lifnei zrika pater. If a zar eats, a, now we're talking about a zar here, before we're talking about a kohen, I think, right?
Yeah.
So now we're talking about a zar. If a zar, a non-kohen, eats a chatas and asham, which he shouldn't be eating, lifnei zrika pater. Before zrika, he's pater. If he eats it after zrika, where the kohen is supposed to eat it, then he would get malchus. But if he eats it before zrika, where it's not yet roi for the kohen, and the zar eats it, he would not get malchus. My time, what's the reason for this? Damar kra, the pasuk says, v'achlo osam asher kufar bahem. Kolhecha dekrina bei v'achlo osam. Whenever you call achlu, meaning when there's a heter for the kohen to eat it, asher kupar behem krinim bay v'zel zar lo yachal kodesh. Then you say a zar can't eat from it, only when the kohen is allowed to eat from it. But v'chol hecha de lo krinim bay v'achlu osam asher kupar behem. Whenever you don't say that they're allowed to eat from it, meaning prior to zrika where the kohen can eat it, so to lo krinim bay you don't refer to it as a zar lo yachal. There is no iser of a zar eating it so long as the kohen can't eat it yet.
What does he get?
Doesn't get
shishi.
Shishi?
Doesn't get shishi.
Shishi. It's pater. So is there an iser? Is it pater val aser? So it seems like, would there be any iser at all? Certainly not malchus.
Well, he's not allowed to eat it, so.
So then that would sound like there would be an iser, but no malchus. So it would be pater val aser. Not really, but no malchus. Right. So the question would be,
he's sort of taking away from a future Kedusha status. He's indirectly causing this to what he ate to not become part of the korban. So he's doing something wrong.
It might be an Isra Me'ila, though, at this stage also. So, so he put there from Malkus of Azar eating it, but maybe if it.
Does Malkus on
There's a carbon on it. If you have a Hana, to bring carbon. Let's see.
Is that from an Elon purpose that you bring a carbon?
No, it has to be Bishogig.
Yeah.
Right. So the footnote points out here, there's no malchus for the issur of zarus, of a zar eating it, but you do get all the other malchus that Rabbi Shimon refers to, of eating chutz l'choma, and, but it doesn't mention, let's see.
Because this case wasn't chutz l'choma necessarily.
Right.
It just, you know.
There's a tosos here, let's see. Not here, maybe earlier. Okay, they talk about it, the other Yisum. If you look at Tosa at the end of Dibur Maskel Kol on Yud Chesem Beis, he says the last few lines of that Tosos, he writes, V'hadamar, no, 1 second. Right? That which Sha'achal Chatas Lefnei Zrika, the Pater. Exactly. V'hadamar Le'el, Rabbi Shimon, in La'achal Chatas Lefnei Zrika, Kavachomer, Mitoda, Isser Ba'am of La'malkos. So you're referring to there's an Isser, there's no Malkos here. It's the Pater of Al-Asr, we'll call it. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, halfway down the page here. Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'keves Behen, Kriya Ein Ma'keves Behen. So it comes to the halachas of Bikurim, Hanacha, placing them down is going to be considered, is going to be Ma'akev, but the Kriina, rather the Mikra, the reading of it, is not Ma'keves. So which Hanacha are we referring to here? So when they would take the Bikurim out, they place it down in the Azara, and for the Kohen to take it. Now, if they didn't do the Hanacha just yet, then the Kohen's not allowed to eat it. The Bikurim has not been complete. They have to have, they take Bikurim from the farm, they do Hava, they bring it to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash, and then they do Hanacha. So the Hanacha, if the Hanacha had not been done, it's Ma'keves, the completion of the Mitzvah Bikurim, you can't eat it yet. But the Kriya, like we spoke about yesterday, that this Mikra Bikurim, the Parshas Kisavo says, that was Machlokas, whether that's Ma'keves. So according to Rebbe Elazar, the Kriya is not Ma'keves, although the Hanacha is Ma'keves. So Umi Amar Rebbe Elazar, Hachi, does Rebbe Elazar really say this? V'Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Hoshaya, Ahifrish, Bikurim Kodum L'Chag. If you had separated the Bikurim prior to Chag, which is referring to Sukkot, any Stam Chag is referring to Sukkot. V'Avar Lema Chag, Yirkavu. And now, so you separated them prior to Sukkot. And now what happened was, Sukkot passed. So the lacha is, you have to let them rot. You can't do, bring it to Yerushalayim anymore. You're supposed to bring them to Yerushalayim on Sukkot. You missed the opportunity. So once Sukkot passes, you miss the opportunity. So Gemara says, my love, mishum delo matzi lemikre alein, is not because you can no longer call it. Because there's halacha they talk about from, let's see, this main Rashi explains all the different shirim here. Yeah. See Rashi, it's not in bold here. Rashi around 8 narrow lines down. The first word is Aaron, and there's 2 dots, Bikurim. Mm-hmm. Everyone with me? Everyone good? Okay. Rashi says, Bikurim lefnei achag b'nei kriya ninu. If you bring Bikurim prior to Sukkot, then you have to do the kriya. La'achar chag, if you bring them after Sukkot, la b'nei kriya ninu. Then you can't read it, you can't do the mikriya. You bring it, but there's no kriya anymore. Why? Dichsid basa kriya, after it says kriya in the pasuk, mikra Bikurim, it says, v'samachta b'chala tov. When there's simcha, when you're gathering all your fruits from outside, when they're out in the summer, right? They would take the fruits, let them dry in the summer when it's hot. They bring them in before it rains and ruins everything. So between Shavuos and Sukkot, where they're collecting all their fruit, and there's all the simcha. So during the times of simcha, that's when there's a mitzvah of kriya. So then you're mevi v'kori. But minachag v'ad chanukah, you're mevi v'enu kori. So the guy separated his Bikurim prior to Sukkot. So he's supposed to bring them on Sukkot time and read it. But he forgot. He was too lazy. Now he goes back home, and he can't say Mikra anymore. It's too late. So now he has to let them sit and rot. So the Gemara says, so we see from here that clearly that the Mikra is Ma'akev. It's Ma'keves. And that's why he has to let them rot, because he was supposed to say the Mikra, but now it's too late to say it anymore. So he has to let the Bikurim rot, and he can't give it to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, again, to v'ishakadaita kriya ain't a ma'keves. So if you really were to hold that kriya is not ma'keves, amayirkavu, why would you let them rot? So it must be that Rebbe Elazar thinks that it is ma'keves against what he said above. Above, Rebbe Elazar said it's not ma'keves. If you could do away with the kriya, just if you forget the kriya, no big deal. But here it sounds like, again, kriya is ma'keves. And to the Gemara, a very famous line, da'amar kidi Rebbe Zera, da'amar Rebbe Zera, klaroi lebila, Ain bila ma'keves. Bo, v'chol she'ena roi lebila, bila ma'keves. So bila is referring to, they used to mix the shemen with the flour. Let's see, Rashi quotes this din here, in Menachos. Here we go. He doesn't. He talks about, I guess a little bit he does. But the idea is, whenever the oil is able to, it's roy, it's capable of mixing well with the flour. So then, what?
Rashi has it.
Rashi, yeah. Let's see. Right, Damar, where? Damar called roy labila? That one?
Look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You told me where it was.
Okay, so Rashi says, Masech Menachos, Daf Kuf Tanan. Hare alai shishim ve'achad yisaron mevi shishim b'chliyachad ve'achad b'chliyachad. So the guy takes upon himself to bring 61 amounts of flour. He brings 60 in one kli and another one in the other kli. De'ad shishim yichol nivalel b'chliyachad. So up until 60 yisaron, that's able to mix well with oil. Avach shishim ve'achad kimle the rabbanan de'enam nivlal n'yafe. But 61, you put oil in it, it doesn't really mix very well. Vavinam ba v'chi enam nivlal v'may havi. V'hanan tanan im lo bala kasher. But doesn't Mr. Shea, you don't have to actually mix it. Im lo bala, if you didn't mix the oil, it's still kasher. So clearly that Bila is not Makevis. And Rabbi Zera answers no. As long as it's raw, you don't have to actually mix the oil and flour, but as long as the measurements are there, that it's able to be mixed, that's enough. But if, let's say, you put 61 measures of flour and oil where it's not raw to mix, then that's going to disqualify this Karbon Mincha. So that klal we take, we apply it plenty, many places in Shas, we're saying here as follows. In a situation where the guy is able to do Kriya before Sukkot and he just doesn't, so it's not Makevis, because it's Roy Labila, it's Roy Lakriya, he could have, he just didn't. But if he waited until after Sukkot, where it's no longer Roy, it ain't a Roy Lakriya anymore, then it will be Makevis. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says. You have to do Kriya, has to be Roy for the Kriya, but it's not Makevis. Fine. I mean, it's necessary in theory. It has to be theoretically possible to do the Kriya. That's Rabbi Elazar's Shita, based on Rabbi Zera. Yeah? Everyone good with that? Yeah, okay. Gemara now says, Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov masni le kedebri asi, am Rabbi Yochanan, vikashi le debri Yochanan debri Yochanan. So he learned this whole statement, he was really quoting the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right? The above statement, one second here. Right, see Rashi masni la. Masi lahad the Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Kedabri Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Asi, Amar Mishrei Rabbi Yochanan. The whole statement said above, but different people speaking here. And then they asked the question, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bikurm Hanacha Makeves Ben, Kriyaina Makeves Ben. So we're saying that we're now attributing Rabbi Yochanan. He is the author of Hanacha is Makeves, but Kriya is not Makeves. And we're challenging this. Vaha Bai Minei Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yasi once ask Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim me'em asai mutarin lekohanim. At what point that may kohanim eat from the Bikurim? Amar lei, and he, Rabbi Yochanan responded back, Haruin lekriya mishakar aleim. Those fruits that are supposed to be read upon, that they're supposed to be mikra Bikurim, meaning from Shavuos until Sukkot, so then once they do kriya, then they could eat it. Vishain ruin lekriya, those which don't require a kriya, namely from Sukkot until Chanukah, then Mishiro Pnei Abayis, once it enters into the Azara, the base of Migdash. So now the question is, Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Nacha Nacha.
Why should Chanukah have any significance? Chanukah took place, after these halachos, so do they just mean the approximate season that Chanukah is in?
I'm not sure. I know they talk about, there is something significant about it. They talk about, in Pnimius, there's a lot to do with it. In Nigla, I'm not sure why they connected to Chanukah, but I believe it's discussed, though. But I don't know.
Years.
Huh?
There's another couple hundred years Hanukkah was.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. He's asking if the initial, how could the halacha exist if Hanukkah didn't exist from the times of the Torah?
It existed, but it just wasn't called Hanukkah.
Okay, fine. So Gemara.
Right.
No, we didn't have a Hanukkah then.
That's the day that the Mishkan was
finished. Yeah, but we didn't have a celebration of Hanukkah, what we call it now. Okay, well, fine. It's that's not the answer. They don't give that answer. So the Gemara says, so again, the question is, Kriya Kriya Kasha, Hanacha Hanacha Kasha. So what's the question here? We said above that Rabbi Yochanan said that Kriya is not Makeves. But now, when he was asked the question, when did the Kohanim eat from it, he says after Kriya, which sounds like Kriya is Makeves. They can't eat it until they've done a Kriya. And the other question in terms of Hanacha, above he said Hanacha is Makevis. But now he says, all you have to do is bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't have to do a Hanacha. So that's the stira. So the Gemara answers as follows. Kriya Kriya Lokashya HaRabbi Shimon HaRabbanon. That's a Machlokas. One time Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Shimon, and one time he's quoting Rabbanon. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. And Hanacha Nami Lo Kasha, Har Rabbi Yehuda, Har Rabbanan. That too is a machlokas. For some reason, one time he was quoting Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Hanacha is not Makeves. And the other time he was quoting Rabbanan, who thinks that Hanacha is Makeves. So my Rabbi Yehuda, who is Rabbi Yehuda that holds Hanacha is Makeves? So the Gemara says, rather, it's not Makeves. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Vanachaso Zu Tenufa. So this pasuk is in the context of Bikurim. It says, "Vatahi nevesi es reishis pri hadam." I'm bringing the first of my fruits of this year. Ashen asata li Hashem v'nachta lefnei Hashem akach. I'm placing it in front of you, Hashem. Says Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't mean a hanach on the ground. It means a tenufa. You have to wave it. There's a tenufa. So hanacha, there's no source of hanacha. Hanacha is not la. It's la dafka hanacha. It means a tenufa. But therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no concept of hanacha. Ata omer zu tenufa. You think hanacha really means a tenufa, waving it around. O eino ela hanacha mamish. Maybe it's meant to be taken literally, pleading a hanacha on the ground. Gemara says, can't be. Because kishu omer v'hinicho, it says hinicho, the pasuk says, v'lakacha koin hatena miyadecha, and the koin takes a basket from your hand, v'hinicho, and the koin places it down l'fnei mizbeach hashem l'kecha, that's zu, v'hinicho hari hanacha, that's referring to hanacha. So the Kohen does hanacha, not the Baal HaPeros. So ha mani mekayim v'hanachaso zu tenufa. That the farmer has to do a waving it, then he gives it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen does a placement. Okay, so
Rashi said
something about Lishanos. Yeah, exactly. I'm reading Rashi right now. Very good. Yeah, so look at Rashi. Rashi explains how Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda lo ma'ak v'hanacha. He holds as a concept of hanacha, but it's not ma'akeves. Meaning what? The Darish Vanachaso Yesera Litnufa. It says Hanacha twice. It is a concept. When it comes to Kadshim, Shana Halava Kasav, the Gemara says, Shana Halava Kasav means when the Pasuk repeats itself, says the same concept two times in the world of Kadshim, it means it's very important, and if you don't do it, it's Ma'akevas. It's Ma'akif. That's why it's repeated. So the Pasuk says two times Vanachaso, and then it says Vihinicho. Two times, Shana Halava Kasav, it repeats itself. It's Ma'akevas. The Hanacha is necessary. Kalam B'Song Rabbi Yehuda says, no, one of the mentions of Hanacha is not meant to be taken literally. It means a tenufa. So therefore, it's not Makevis. That's what Rashi says. V'ein mikra shanoi b'hanacha l'akev. However, according to the Rabbanan, Rashi completes it saying, "Delo darish le'ilahachi." He doesn't have such a drush of tenufa. Mibaylehu l'shanos b'hanacha l'akev. He says, it says Hanacha two times by Bikurim to tell me that it is Makevis. Now the Gemara says, "Man Tana de Palig ale de Rehuda." Who argues in Rabbi Huda that says Hanacha is Makeves? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he desanya velokach hakoin atena miyadecha. The coin takes the basket from your hand, from the farmer. Li made ala bikurim shetunan tenufa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The lekicha, that's the source of a tenufa. Everyone agrees that there's a tenufa. So once velokach hakoin betena is the source of a tenufa, that means the other mention of Hanachaso is superfluous. There's two psukim of Hanacha telling me it's Shana Alava Kasav
Lakev.
The mice, I don't know. It sounds from Rashi. It's in the Azara. That's all I know. I don't know exactly where in the Azara. So that's also a little bit confusing. Each pasuk sounds different. The first pasuk sounds like the farmer does it, and the second pasuk says the coin takes a basket and the coin does it. The mice, I don't know how it's, I don't know who does it.
They do it together.
They do it together, it says, yeah?
No, the tenufa they do together.
Yeah. But yeah, they say, right, Rashi and Al-Torah says, they put it all together, they wave it up and down. The mice, I don't know who does Hanacha. We can look it up very easily. After this, I could take a quick look at it. We'll see what the Rambam says. Okay, I think let's go a few more lines here. So Gemara now says, my time with the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what was his reason? Os ye yad yad mishlamim. It's a gzeir shav, it says yad by bikurim, it says hatena biyadecha, and it says yad mishlamim. Ksiv hacha v'lo kacha koin hatena miyadecha. Uksiv, it's written by shlamim, yodav tiviana es ishe Hashem, ma kan koin af lahalan koin. Just like there, the shlamim, the koin is doing the tenufa, so to hear the koin is doing the tenufa. So to further, ma lahalan the bailim, just like over there by shlamim, the baal is doing the tenufa, Afkan Bailam. So to hear, this is what you guys are talking about. Who does the tenufa? Okay, so how is this possible? The coin places his hand below the hands of the Baal, Umeinif, and they do tenufa together. So this answers the question. The tenufa doesn't answer your question. Who does Hanacha? Maybe Ez is right. Maybe they both do it together. Also, the Gemara doesn't address it, but I'll look it up in just a second in the Rambam. All right, we'll stop here, and Mirtzah Hashem will pick up on Daf Yud Tes tomorrow night.